First is the fact that we in the U.S., and I'm assuming you in the U.K., have started to use as a reference point a discounted price of books. I mean, if you go into an independent bookstore in the U.S. or in the U.K., there you're also paying a significantly higher price than you pay at Amazon or a big discounter, mm-hmm. who generally discount their books by 30 to 40%. And so I think it's important to think, to realize that I think something that has happened in the last 10 or 15 years in the UK and the US, that we now think of a paperback in the US as about $8 to $10 and a hardback as somewhere around $20, whereas the cover price and what you pay at a independent bookstore is still around $15 to $18 for a paperback and $25 to $30 for a hardcover. Mm-hmm. And so I think when you go into a Swiss bookstore and you're totally shocked, first of all, that one problem is that you are referencing this discounted price mm-hmm. back home, and you're thinking, this is what I can get it for at Amazon, instead of referencing what you'd pay at an independent bookstore. But then still, the question is, if you do reference the independent bookstore, so Bieder and Tanner in Basel and an independent bookstore in New York or in London, you are paying now, I think, not double, but you're still paying 30, probably about 30% more. I know my own book, the hardcover book, had a cover price of $25 in the U.S. and was selling in Switzerland for between 33 francs up to at Oriel Fuseli, which we have the highest.
It was about $40.
Yeah, it was out, and it was up even up to, I think it was 38 francs. So it was about, so certainly there, so we're talking, about 30% more. And there's a few reasons for this. First of all, there is another middleman added in, who's the person who takes all of the UK publishers and American books and distributes them in Switzerland. They have a sales staff that is going into these bookstores. So you have added one more step of a middleman that needs to get their 10%. The bookstores, it's a fact that the way that book prices work is that the bookseller gets a discount. And so generally when the price raises by 2 francs in the store, almost one of those francs is going to the bookstore and one of those francs is being distributed over the whole chain back to the publisher. And so when the publisher is forced, for the sales staff to raise the price for the shipping to Switzerland, raises the price by a franc, the consumer actually ends up paying 2 francs extra in the shop. So the fact is that we have these added costs, which then multiply by a factor of two. And then also you have the actual bookstore in Switzerland, which is just, it is more expensive to do business here. But I think we can't quite blame Switzerland for our high book prices, because I think, first of all, export books anywhere are more expensive, and they're more expensive than the discounted prices that we get. There's always going to be significantly more than the discounted prices we see in the U.S.
I mean, I know Switzerland is an expensive country in general, and bookshops have to pay rent, have to pay wages. Mm-hmm. But they do seem, I mean, if you look at surrounding countries, Germany, I mean, not just Britain and United States, Germany, France, mm-hmm. Italy, I mean, the books in Switzerland, it does seem to be this oasis of expensive books.
Mm-hmm. I mean, again, I guess you have to, ask whether you're talking about books that are produced in Switzerland, which are also more expensive, and that has to do with some printing costs and mm-hmm. the whole, having the entire manufacturing chain here in Switzerland certainly raises prices. But you're also talking about export books, and I'm not entirely convinced that, I think Zurich is an exception. Zurich books are even more expensive, but I'm not entirely convinced that an American, we're not talking a bestseller, but a normal American book or a normal British book, like Dickens' book is a good example. I'm not entirely convinced that his book...
Slow Train.
I'm not convinced that would be... If you go to a mid-price Swiss bookstore, so not Oriel Fuseli, which tend to be very expensive, but like Bieder and Tanner in Basel, and then compare that to a bookstore in Germany, I don't think you'll pay that much more for Dickens' book. If you go and you want to buy Stephen King, you very well might, simply because of the way that the bulk discounts work in these other countries. And there's still, except for Thalia and all of the store and Ex Libris, basically Swiss bookstores are largely independent still.
But I guess the bookstore owners, they know what they're doing. They're not going to, if they price their books too high, people aren't going to buy them. So they must know what they're doing, and they must be setting the prices at a level that people are still willing to spend.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. I think that's largely true, but with books, the publisher largely sets the price, and the price the customer pays is just an algorithm on that price. Rarely does a bookstore say, that's too much, I'm going to sell this for 28 francs instead of 32 francs. Because traditionally the way that books work is that the publisher set the price, and then how much the bookstore pays or how much the distribution agent pays is always figured on a discount from that price. In fact, when you see that Aurel Fusilli is selling a book for more than Bieder and Tanner in Basel, it's because they've decided to increase the price. You rarely hear of a bookstore who... there are certain bookstores who decide we're going to sell all of our books at 20% below the retail price. For example, Amazon does that in a lot of their books.
Okay.
But you rarely will... I don't really believe that booksellers pick up a book and say, this is what this is worth. I think that's a publisher's job.